This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show, guys. Thanks for being here. It is Wednesday, December 10th. It is 5:30. So happy to have you guys with us midweek. I was just thinking this morning as I was getting in my car, I was like, it's Wednesday. And I don't know about you, but one of my biggest pet peeves is when people say it's hump day.
Oh my God. I hate when people say hump day.
I don't know why that bothers me so much. It's just so annoying.
Your mind goes to places it shouldn't. That's why.
Like, hump day. Like, why do people call? I get it. It's a hump in the middle of the week. But I am like, let's retire that phrase. Like, if I could pick a phrase to retire, I would pick hump day.
I think I agree with you, but I also get confused. Do you think... What day do you think starts the week? Sunday or Monday?
Ooh, that is a really good question. I think, in my mind, Monday kind of starts the week, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does
Same.
It do? I mean, Sunday is the correct answer, I think, technically. But yeah, just mentally, I feel like Sunday's like... half of the day is still part of the end of the previous week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you start getting the Sunday scaries and then you start going into the beginning of the week. That's how does everyone else feel like that? What's the beginning of the week for you? 702-364-9400.
I think Sunday is so confusing when you see it on a calendar because it's like, it's not really technically the first day of the week in my mind because it's Monday. But what's really confusing is our system here that it's called Wide Orbit and we, you know, we can move different days and stuff like that and you can go onto the calendar. This calendar on our system, Monday starts the day.
Yeah.
To confuse it all.
Yeah, that's funny you say that. You just jogged my memory. Whenever we go to Europe or anything, their calendars for like hotels and stuff start on Monday. So you have to be really careful that you're booking the correct days. And there was one hotel I got caught off a day because I thought it was Sunday. And luckily I caught it in time. But yeah, they start, at least some of the hotels start their weeks on a Monday too.
Oh, and to get even more confusing, international people go the date first, then the month,
yes,
then the year. So it would be 10, 12, 2025. I'm like, what month is this?
You got to be really careful with some of that stuff. We're getting some texts here. This one says Sunday starts the week. This one says, I'm with you guys. I feel like Monday is the beginning of the week. Sunday feels like the end of the week. Yeah, I don't. It's all perspective, because we're also assuming that people work Monday through Friday like us.
True.
And a lot of people don't, especially in this city. So some people, the beginning of the week might be a Wednesday. So happy beginning of the week to all you Wednesday people today. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Took a quick nap, and then me and Momo, we walked to the park, got some sunshine, got some outdoor nature and stuff. Came home. I told myself I needed to put my health first today. So I went to the gym and I went there for an hour. I said,
oh, good job.
Stay there for an hour. Don't leave. Do whatever it takes to stay there for an hour. Came home, did some work, made some dinner, and that was really it. How about you?
It was a good day for me, too. I had an appointment afterwards for my lash appointment.
Yes.
I was really, I don't know, I feel like I was just caught off guard, because usually this time of year, I bring gifts to the people who provide me services, the person who does my hair,
well,
the person who does
my
lash. Yeah, I give them a gift card and maybe like some chocolates or something just to thank them for the year. And I'm leaving yesterday, and I haven't given her gift, because I still have another appointment before Christmas. And
nice.
So I didn't bring anything. And she goes, here you go. And she gave me a gift. And I was like, what is this? And she's like, I just wanted to thank you for being my client, you know, for so many years. And she was giving them to all of her clients. And that's the first time that's ever happened to me, where the person who I usually give the gift to for the service, they gave me a gift. And I was just like, thank you. I couldn't believe it. Was so sweet. And there was like eye masks in there and hair clips and just like things that I don't really buy for myself that
yes.
I love. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that was so cool.
It did. They really, some, you know, when you go to these people, like your nail people or your hair people, they really do go the extra mile by doing stuff like that, just to make sure, like, hey, you've been a loyal customer of mine, I want to repay you. And that stuff goes so far.
Oh yeah, it's just, I never have experienced that before. And so I thought it was the nicest thing. And I know not everyone can do that, you know, especially
yeah.
times are tough, but oh, what a nice little gesture. It just like totally made my day. And it was such a great mood yesterday. My husband's like, what? You're so happy. What's going on? I'm like, I got a gift today. Did you see this? He's like, oh my gosh.
Noted. So, if Mercedes is having a bad day, get her some gifts.
No. There's a lot that makes me happy. I don't need the gifts. But yeah, it was just really cool. So, hey, speaking of gifts, you guys, we have some pretty cool gifts to give you this morning. As usual, we've got tickets for you to check out the Leona Lewis Residency at Voltaire. We got that at 7:30. But just added yesterday, Diana Ross. She is coming to town, and we got tickets to give you just after 6 o'clock, right around 6:15, 6:20, with Heads Up. Yes, the legend Diana Ross. She is returning to Las Vegas, an Encore Theater with Diana in Motion. It's happening Valentine's Day week. So this is going to be huge. Make sure you are listening just after 6 o'clock for Heads Up. It's Mercedes in the morning. What old school snack needs to make a comeback? We were talking yesterday on the show about peanut butter boppers returning because of Stranger Things. And I have to admit, I do not remember them at all. Like, not even a flicker. I know that was before your
Same,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious. I really want to try them, but they're coming out in a limited edition way where you have to go to a website and order them. And it's a whole thing. And then we were talking about how, because of Stranger Things, Gatorade is bringing back the glass bottles temporarily.
That is so cool.
And I found out, my husband had heard us talking about it on the air yesterday. He's like, I ordered those. You know that, right? And I was like, no. He goes, yeah, we're going to get a case of those.
Oh, nice.
And I guess it's like a four bottle case or something like that. But so those make a bit of a comeback. And then I was thinking, like, there just needs to be, the snacks today are great, but there were some really good ones that I miss. And is there anyone that you look back on and you're like, man, I wish they still made that? 702-364-9400. The one that just popped into my mind first off, do you remember the red bag of Chips Ahoy?
The red bag of Chips Ahoy?
Chips Ahoy typically comes in the blue bag, right?
Yes! You just jogged my memory.
They're the soft Chips Ahoy.
So good.
I loved those soft chips. They were called Chips Ahoy chewy chips or something like that.
So good.
They were softer. They just had the perfect chew. I felt like they glued themselves to the molars on the back of your mouth. But man, I love those cookies. And I wish that they would bring those back. You open them up and just the smell alone, I was like, ah, so much better than the blue Chips Ahoy. That cookie was therapy before there was therapy. I love that cookie.
There was something about the red Chips Ahoy cookie than the blue, because the blue one, it was very hard.
Yes, it wasn't that good.
The
and it's
flavor,
still not that good.
Yeah, it's not. But the red one, there's something about biting into that versus the blue one. There was like a total, it was like an opposite twin brother
yes,
of it, right?
Yes, I love those. What is the snack that you wish would make a comeback? Do you have one?
Yes. Do you remember the candy Warheads?
Yes. Don't they still make those?
Do they? Okay, I haven't seen
once
them.
In a while, I feel like I see them during Halloween.
Okay.
Like in the Halloween candy bag, but I'm not 100%. I'm not 100%.
So you just seeing the bag alone, you see the guy with his big
exploding.
Old eyes exploding with the cloud. And then I remember the first time I ever had a Warhead as a kid. It's you put it in your mouth. At first, it's fine, but then it gets more sour, where your face literally looks like the guy on the picture. Ooh, your eyes are all bulgy, your head's all sour. That's how, but there was something about that feeling that's nostalgic, but also good at the same time.
Oh man, yeah, there is some nostalgia associated with that for sure. We're getting a bunch of texts saying that they still make the red Chips Ahoy.
Ooh.
What? I guess I haven't walked down I don't really walk down the cookie aisle. Shame on
me. Same.
I am shocked. Okay, I'm going to make a specific trip to see that. This one from Marie says, Gatorade in the glass bottle was elite. Bring back Clearly Canadian, too. I lived on the peach one.
Clearly? What is that?
That was a drink. It was like a flavored seltzer, but it was sweeter than a seltzer. I remember, I think they had a blackberry one that was really good.
Ooh.
Anyone remember Clearly Canadian? This one says, this is from Tina, Squeeze-Its. Those little plastic bottles were the best part of field trips.
Oh my God, and then you could drink it in like one gulp. Those things are so tiny.
Yeah, you just squeezed it in and there it was. Oh my gosh, you guys are like up and ready this morning.
Do you remember Pepsi Blue?
Vaguely.
That's the drink I wish I would bring back. If we're talking drinks, Pepsi Blue, it's literally the same packaging as Pepsi, but it's blue. And it tasted different than the regular Pepsi. There was something about it. Maybe it was like a blueberry flavor.
I can't do blue stuff. I can't drink blue stuff.
That's
I'm just
right.
against it. I don't know what I have against it, but I can't go there. But if I was blindfolded and took a drink, maybe I would give
Ooh,
it a shot.
Good to know.
Yeah. Alex says Shark Bites. The white shark was the prize. You saved it for last. Shark Bites.
Is that like a gummy candy?
It sounds like it might be. I'm not familiar with this one. This one says Jell-O Pudding Pops.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, December 10th. It is 6:02. So good to have you guys here. We are ready to get things going. You hit that midweek point, and man, the weekend is in sight. The holidays right around the corner. It's just crazy. So much to do, so little time.
Oh my gosh, tell me about it. I have to pack for an international trip, and my suitcases are still empty.
Oh my gosh, how many suitcases are you taking?
I'm taking one large, one small for a carry-on, and one duffel.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
I know. And James is like 80% packed and I'm barely packed.
Really?
Yeah.
How much
I'm
longer
slacking.
Till you guys go?
Well, like 8 days or so.
Oh,
yeah.
You're fine.
Right.
Who packs 2 weeks ahead of a trip?
My husband.
I'm on your team. I say, I'm usually the day before. Like, okay, what do I need?
Here. Okay, I can't do that.
Oh,
the day
gosh.
Before, no.
I always pack day before. Day before, always.
Even for international trips?
International, okay. I might go 2 or 3 days before.
That would stress me out.
Really?
Yes, I couldn't do it.
Oh
I couldn't
my gosh.
Do it.
Well, what if you need the stuff you pack? You know?
Yeah, but I also like to pack light, so I overpack, so I want to go through it a second time.
Okay.
Be like, do I really need this? Stuff
fair
like
enough,
that.
Fair enough. I'm reading some stuff this morning. I just saw this study. And I want to know what you think about this. I thought this was really interesting. There's this new study that says women are just all about that full plumped up lip look right now.
Yes.
Like it is just big. And I see it a lot, just like really big lips. And sometimes I look at it and I'm like, man, that looks really pretty. On certain lips, it looks beautiful. On others, it looks like a little overdone.
Yeah.
But they're saying the reason, and I'm not saying women are doing this for men, but it's interesting because men actually hate that look, according to this study. The majority of men prefer a more natural look. And it got me thinking, like, are there things that you do for the opposite sex or maybe for the same sex, but to just attract someone that you think, man, this is beautiful, but really it's just like, the opposite sex or the same sex that you're trying to attract does not find it attractive at all. Like, I want to be super clear. This is not about like bashing anyone. It's more like, hey, it might work for some people, but personally, it's not doing it for me.
It's your opinion.
Do you see people like doing something to their appearance or whatever, and you're like, that's definitely not my thing. Have you seen that with anything?
I have, and call me old fashioned, and I just don't know if it's just like a celebrity thing right now. But there's a lot of male celebrities that do this, like Machine Gun Kelly, ASAP Rocky, Harry Styles, and it's painting their nails. And I think it's cool for the guys that do it, and like that's their thing. I just it's like, you know when they do it themselves and it's like super chippy.
You're like get a manicure.
Yes, like I know you're trying to be cool and do it yourself, but like please go to a professional and do it, because you, girls, we can tell that you're doing it yourself.
That is so funny. Like I get that. I think it does look cool on certain guys. It's interesting what we do to attract people. For me, I think it's like men who wear so much jewelry.
Oh, like the chunky type of jewelry?
Just all like a bunch of chains and a bunch of bracelets and rings. And it's like, whoa, there's a lot of jewelry happening there. And again, not about bashing people. It's just like, that's not my thing. That's not going to attract me. But you know, sometimes they wear a lot of jewelry to attract people. And I wonder if it actually works, you know?
Yeah. And and it's funny because I see a lot of guys or even girls in general, they have a ring on every single finger. I'm like, how do you work or type with anything on with all of those things weighing you down?
Yeah. That just speaking of like on fingers and stuff, what about nails that are so long?
Oh, I've seen girls do that.
I'm impressed by that, honestly.
Honestly, it's a talent because I've grown out my nails, or I've even just got like press on long nails, and it's so hard to do anything.
Yeah, this we're getting some texts here. What's the thing that people do to be attractive, but it's just not your thing? Not bashing them, just not your thing. This one says, girls who overline their lips so much that the line is in a different zip code.
Like when they try to make their lips super
big. I've done that before and it looked ridiculous. I immediately took that off. Yeah, to try to make my lips look a little bit bigger. This one says, those high heels with the red bottoms, I don't like them. They make me feel intimidated. I feel like I need to level up before I talk to you. I think a lot of women will appreciate that because they're so expensive. So that's interesting. This one says, guys who flex their jaw in their photos, you look like you swallowed a lemon.
How do you even flex your jaw to begin with?
You've never seen that where a guy will like, he'll clench it and like this part will flex and you can see it move. Tom Cruise does it in his movies all the time.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it and be like, oh, that's what he's doing. So he doesn't need to hold something in.
Yeah, exactly. So much coming up on the show this morning. Your Leona Lewis tickets to her brand new residency over at Voltaire. Those are coming up 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And just added this morning, you guys are in luck. If you wake up early, this is a treat for you. Diana Ross is coming to Las Vegas and we got some tickets for you. Win them before you can buy them. She's returning to the Encore Theater at the Wynn with Diana in Motion for Valentine's Week. And we have your tickets in just a few minutes with Heads Up. Don't go anywhere. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. A huge pop star had a concert moment that turned into pure chaos after a familiar face tried to sneak in wearing a full disguise. Who showed up? Why were they booed on site? All of that is coming up next in What's Trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Ariane, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
I am great. Are you ready to do this Diana Ross ticket?
I think so.
Okay, let's get you a category. This is going to be a great show. What do you want to go with? Holiday flavors only, scoop, there it is, or giddy up?
Let's go with holiday flavors only.
Okay, December is National Eggnog Month. So these are all different seasonal items or flavors, okay?
Okay.
Think seasons. It sounds harder than I think it will be. All we need is six and 60 seconds. We got this. Are you ready?
Cool. Okay. I think so.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
This drink comes out in fall at Starbucks and people lose their minds.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin what?
Spice.
That's fine.
Okay. This is red and white striped and it's like a hook. That you have
candy cane.
Yes, this is a warm drink in the fall. It's like you are in an orchard and it's
apple cider.
Yes, this is something that you would maybe get for Halloween. It's got a stick and it's poked into this fruit and then it's covered.
Candy apple.
Yeah, not candy. It's sticky. It's brown. It's not a candy apple, but this kind.
Pass.
Okay. This is like chocolate and candy canes all crunched up together, and it's a seasonal like candy. Chocolate.
Pass.
Okay. This is what you might have for dessert at Thanksgiving. Oh.
No, that's time.
Oh no! It was harder than I thought. I'm sorry, Ariane. This okay. So. Caramel apple, not candy apple. That one we got stuck on. Peppermint bark was the chocolate and the candy canes and all that put together. And then I think you were on the verge of getting pumpkin pie. That was last one. I'm so sorry. Picture this, okay? Your friend texts you saying that something came up and they have to cancel tonight. And you type out a sad face and throw in a quick little... I totally understand, but inside your soul, you're doing cartwheels.
Yes, I am.
There's this new study out that says 2/3 of adults feel relief when plans get canceled. Are you like that? Do you get upset if someone cancels on you? Or are you like, oh, thank goodness, I am so happy. You feel less pressure. You kind of get your day back or your night back or whatever. Almost 3/4 of us say we are bigger homebodies now than ever before.
I agree with that because honestly, I used to be a huge social butterfly. I feel like I still am, but I am so much more of a homebody than I was 10 years ago. And I feel like it's because I feel connected to my friends over the internet more than I do in the real person. I'm being honest with myself.
Life in 2025. I mean, I think that's valid. I think a lot of people probably feel that way. You kind of know what everyone is up to because of social media, right?
Yes. And well, if you're canceling plans like an hour or 2 hours before, I would be a little frustrated because I'd be like, okay, so I could have planned something else and I was already getting ready. But if it's like 12 hours before, like if it's right now and she tells me tonight, oh, I'm relieved.
You are.
Yes, you?
Yeah, there is some relief. See, I wouldn't say that I don't enjoy going out. I just have to be in the mood to go out. Mm-hmm. You know, if the mood is not there, then nothing happens. I need the stars to line up. I need the right outfit. I need my stomach to agree with it. I need my hair to behave. if any of these things feel off, then I just want to stay home, you know? And I think a lot of people act like going out is really simple and it may be simple for them. But for me, like there's a whole, everything has to align perfectly for me. And that takes energy. It takes real energy. So if my brain says no, then no. I'm not going to force a social moment.
I think there's something between guys and girls in this differentiation because my husband would be relieved too, but it's totally different for a girl when it comes to their outfits and their timing with everything. What time do I need to start getting ready?
Yes.
How far far is it? What time do we need to leave? When's the reservation? When can we be late? Like, oh, there are so many factors when being a female.
Oh, but when the mood hits, I am all in. I will stay out late. I will have fun. I will talk to everyone. It is a whole thing. But if the mood is gone, forget it. Night canceled.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hey, we want to remind you guys, this is our final Teacher of the Month for 2025. And we need your nomination. So if you know a great teacher that deserves this honor, please tell us about them. Nominations close on Friday, so you got to get them in quickly. All you got to do is go to our website, mix941.fm, click on the contest tab, and then right there, you can tell us about this teacher. And this is just our way of honoring someone that is just working so hard for our students that deserves that recognition. The winning teacher is going to get a $150 Visa gift card from Findlay Chevrolet. Also, we'll throw in another $150 Visa gift card, courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union. Maybe you could use that for supplies or a class party or something. And then we have that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophy. So it's really cool and a great way to honor a teacher that really deserves it. We pick the winner by random draw. So get those nominations in today. Again, mix941.fm under the contest tab. Entries close Friday. So get those nominations in. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
Well, this is something that you'll hear and it'll make you want to crawl right back into bed and stay there until further notice. This new study has come out that says sleep is one of the strongest predictors of how long you will live.
Wow.
Less than 7 hours a night and your life expectancy drops.
Oh, that's us every night.
The only factor that beats it is smoking. Ooh. Researchers published this in the journal Sleep Advances, which, you know, that sounds official enough to scare me straight. The senior author even said people should aim for 7 to 9 hours. 7 to 9. I stared at that number and I thought, I get that once a week if life goes the way I want it to go. Then I just thought of all the nights I stayed up late watching shows or scrolling and that I didn't need to. But every one of those nights is apparently taking minutes off of your life. So now you guys got to treat sleep like it's a vitamin. You know, clock out earlier, fight the urge to scroll. And if anyone asks why you're in bed at 8:30, just show them this study, you know?
Well, like, how hard is that? Like, honestly, that's so difficult for me because I feel like I'm wasting time by not, I'm going to sleep early. Like, I have still so much to do. I try to go to bed by 9, but really I'm in bed by like 10. I just don't know how I would get that amount of sleep.
Yeah, on paper it sounds, oh yeah, just go to bed earlier. But it's like, there's too much to do. Mm-hmm. There's too much to do, but take it for what it's worth. I am fired up this morning, you guys.
Vent it out, girl. I am fired up.
Does anyone have a feud with a neighbor? I can't believe what happened yesterday. I am just like in complete disbelief. So we keep to ourselves in our neighborhood. We don't bother anyone. We know some of our neighbors, but, you know, we just kind of keep to ourselves. And I may have mentioned this a little while ago that one of my neighbors, we've been dealing with their trees for a long time.
Yes, uh-huh.
They hang into our yard. They scrape our roof. They dump pine needles everywhere. Our pool filters are clogged. Our yard is covered. Every breeze, those branches are like scraping our roof. We've had to replace tiles on a roof before because of it. Ooh. And we don't ask them to do it. We're just like, can you please trim your trees?
That's it.
Like, please, just, you know, so he does it, but it's like two branches. He wants to protect the integrity of the beauty of the trees. Oh, and he's like, gosh, if we trim too much, they're going to die. So we talked to an arborist. We're like, if we trim these branches, are these trees going to die? He's like, no, we can trim these. It's going to cost you a lot of money. The price, we're like, why is this on us to do now?
Yeah.
So I consult two of my lawyer friends.
Ooh.
And they're like, according to the HOA, you know, rules, you're completely entitled to cut anything that crosses into your property, anything on the property line. I contact the HOA. I was like, do I have permission to cut this stuff if it's over the property line? They're like, yes, you have permission. I got everything clear. Well, word got back to my neighbor, and boy, was he not happy about it.
I wonder how it got back to him.
I have a feeling the HOA, like, gave him a heads up. That's just my theory. Don't know for sure.
Okay.
So, he texts us. I hear you're gonna cut my trees. We're like,
oh, no.
we were in out of town. I was like, we're not dealing with this right now. He doesn't come over. He just sends texts, and we didn't respond. We were like, hey, we got approval. And we haven't even set anything up yet, but whatever. So,
oh, wait,
yeah.
So you're not even at the point that the trees are cut. These are just the permission.
Yes.
Stage.
I want to make sure we have all our ducks in a row. I'm not getting in trouble in this. So yesterday, we're like, oh boy. So my husband goes to the door. It's the postal carrier.
Okay.
Certified letter for us.
Oh my God.
Are you freaking kidding me?
And this isn't the neighbor. This is someone delivering the news.
It's a certified letter from the U.S. Postal Service that you have to sign for. Open the letter and It's a letter from the neighbor, the next door neighbor.
He could walk 5 feet over and he could just tell you himself, but he had to go through all these people.
Oh my gosh. I am just like, does anyone have like a neighbor feud happening right now? He really took it to this level. I was just like, are you kidding? It's a full on lecture. Just an essay warning us about damaging the trees, reminding us how supportive he's been through the years. How? You haven't done anything to fix this situation. Insisting that we need to talk before we touch a single branch. And he wrote it like we were in a courtroom and he was representing the trees. It was like, it was so ridiculous. I just stood there like, is this real life? Like, who has the worst neighbor? Like, who has a neighbor that has pushed you to the brink? I am so over this. Like, part of me just wants to go out there with like hedge clippers and just cut everything. Like, I'm so over this saga.
Oh my God, I feel so sorry for you. I think you might win, at least for me, because my saga has kind of dwindled down, but every time I see this neighbor, I will never forget what she did to me.
What?
Do you remember Miss Miserable?
Yeah, of course.
Miss Miserable lives a couple apartment units down from me. And honestly, she's like Ursula in real life. She looks like her. She sounds like her. She acts like her. And every time my dog does something, she always got to yell out there. Like, and we're not even in close proximity to each other. The time that this happened, we were far. Like, she was on the other side of the building. My dog, Momo, he went to the bathroom. And I didn't have, like, a poop bag on me. So I had to go back to my apartment unit, which isn't far, and get the bag and pick it up. But in that process, she saw me leaving Momo stuff. And she goes, "Pick up your dog stuff."
Ugh.
And I told her, I'm like, I'm getting a bag. And then she kind of like snuffed it off. Interaction number two was, now we're on bad terms. We've already had negative counters with each other. She passes by me and Momo doesn't want to move from the sidewalk. He has like his claws are dug in. He's like being really stubborn and he doesn't want to move. So Miss Miserable and her dog walk by me and she goes, "Ugh, why can't that bee just move over?" And she was talking to her daughter. She couldn't even say it to my face. And she called me a bee.
Oh my gosh. I mean, seriously, like, these are the people that you have to live by. We're getting a lot of texts. 702-364-9400. What would you do? Do you have a nightmare neighbor? I'm getting a lot of advice here. Cut the tree. It'll feel reviving. This one says, cut the tree. He'll cry about it later. How rude and entitled of him. This one says, I am fighting with my association about it. The same thing. My house backs up to the community park and their tree is hanging over my backyard by 10 feet. This one says, is your neighbor the Lorax?
The Lorax.
This says, sounds like he used ChatGPT to write that certified letter. Chop those tree branches down if they are in your yard. I'm so over this. Like, I'm so angry. How passive aggressive was that to send a certified freaking letter?
You should have cut that tree a long time ago. I mean, kudos to you and Matt to have a little patience, because I would have cut that thing a while ago.
Well, I was trying to do this the nice way. We've asked several times, can you please trim these? They trim like two branches. Nothing changes. And it's so frustrating. And so finally, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to consult two lawyers. I'm going to get the approval by the HOA. Everything is ready to go. And now he said, and oh, let me read you like the first line of this. This is like,
do it in his voice like you would, like you were him.
Mr. Branch, let me see here.
Oh, wait, and we got to give him a nickname.
Yeah, for sure.
We have to give him a nickname.
let's see here. Where is the letter? Oh my gosh. My husband sent me a coffee.
Okay.
Right? Hold on.
Let's think of names as I speak. Okay. Mr. Brandon the Branch.
He is just a piece of work. So he wrote, I hope that you and your family are well.
Oh gosh, passive aggressive.
I understand that you are considering trimming the branches of our trees back to the property line. And I want to address this in a neighborly, reasonable way before any action is taken. As your neighbor, I have always worked with you to make sure these tree branches were trimmed in a manner agreeable to both of us.
Mm-mm.
It's just agreeable to him.
No, it is not.
Oh my gosh, I'm so mad.
I'm so mad for you. this is the thing. Like, I like being in an apartment, and I think I might stay here. When I hear things like this with HOAs and homeowning, I'm okay.
Yeah, this is when you don't want it. Someone just texted, call 50 Cent and have him take care of it.
He's going to come out with a documentary on your neighbor.
The pettiness. I don't know. I'm not responding. We're not responding. We're just going to leave it at that.
Are you just going to have legal get involved now? Or what are you going to do?
I don't know. Part of me thinks I should have our lawyer write up a letter and just...
Ooh, the war is continuing.
Do I continue the war or do I just end the war?
Continue the war? Oh. What do you mean?
End it and cut it.
Really?
Yeah, and didn't cut it.
No.
That letter is funny. That letter is 50 Cent petty.
It is.
I agree.
I'm going to write an even pettier letter back and send it certified. Or actually, can one of you guys
I would love to.
Can you guys go like dress like you were ready for... Ramon, can you get some of your friends and you go over to it like, hey, I'm here for my friend Mercedes. I want to deliver this.
Me and the homies just pull
up? Yeah. All right. It is time to win. Time for the...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Netta. Netta, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning, Mercedes.
How are
you? I have to tell you. Yeah, go ahead.
Go. You have to tell me what. Tell me what.
Yeah, I was going to tell you. You know, I think it was last week, all my friends started texting me and calling me
saying, oh, we heard you in the morning on Mercedes. And for the life of me, I'm thinking, it's like, I don't even remember calling in, but it's like, wow, everybody recognized my voice.
That is hilarious. Oh my gosh. Or maybe they saw the future. Maybe they saw the future of you winning the Mega Minute. You know what I mean?
I don't know. We'll see.
Or they heard the best of bid for Thanksgiving. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Netta, congratulations. You are in for the Mega Minute. We have a pair of tickets for you to go see Leona Lewis, her Las Vegas Christmas residency at Voltaire. You know how it works. 10 questions, 60 wins, and you get them all correct in that time, and you win. Are you ready to do this?
Ready.
All right, Netta, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the name of the longest river in South America?
Pass.
A pickle is made from which vegetable?
A cucumber.
Yes. Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl with which team?
Pass.
What is the closest star to the Earth?
Pass.
What color Christmas did Elvis sing about?
What color Christmas?
Yes.
White.
We will accept that. What TV show is associated with the villain Vecna?
Spell it.
Pass.
Vecna, spell it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what Vecna or Vecna, yeah.
What Las Vegas Aces player was just named Time's Athlete of the Year?
Pass.
What scientist popularized the term natural selection?
Pass.
Well, how many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
12.
No. Well, in the medical field, what does EMT stand for?
Emergency medical transportation.
No. Netta, I'm sorry. That was a rough one. Oh, let's go through some of these that we missed. What is the name of the longest river in South America? That's the Amazon River. Peyton Manning won his first Super Bowl with which team? First team was the Indianapolis Colts. The closest star to Earth is the sun.
Ooh, it's your question.
Yeah. What color Christmas did Elvis sing about? You said white, which we accepted. He has a song called Blue Christmas, but he also sang a variation of White Christmas, so that's why you got that one. The TV show associated with the villain Vecna, that is Stranger Things. The Las Vegas Aces player that was just named Time's Athlete of the Year is Asia Wilson. The scientist that popularized the term natural selection is Charles Darwin. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? I felt like that was a trick question. That is 4.
Oh, yeah.
You got Jacob Marley, Ghost of Christmas Past, Ghost of Christmas Present, and Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come.
I would have never gotten any of those.
On that one. And in the medical field, EMT stands for emergency medical. You got that part right, but the last part was technician. I'm so sorry, Netta. Thank you so much for trying. That means caller 20 right now. These tickets are yours. 2 of them to see Leona Lewis, the Las Vegas Christmas residency at Voltaire inside the Venetian.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
People say they are not ready for New Year's resolutions, but the surveys are already out here judging us all. A new poll asked Americans about their goals for 2026. And the mood about this year, actually, is very mixed. Only 10% said 2025 was great. Most landed in the middle, calling it okay or bad. And then a small group even called it awful. Ooh. How would you describe 2025? One word.
In one word?
That's a good word.
That's your word.
I thought that was your word. Yeah.
Well, you know what? No, to be a little bit more specific, challenging.
Challenging.
I will say that 2025 was challenging. You?
I would say... I'm trying to think of the appropriate word. A blank show?
Oh, you mean an S show?
Yes.
Got it. Ramon?
I would say frustrating.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we all land kind of in that middle to bad. Yeah. So there's a real energy around wanting to reset, it sounds like. But 38% of people say they're setting personal goals. And a lot of those goals have to do, they're the classic three, basically. Save more money, work out more, improve your physical health. Are you guys kind of looking at those things?
Well, I reached my goal this year in terms of physical health. I guess I could keep it up for next year.
Which one was it again?
Hit 200 gym sessions?
Mm-hmm.
Gym sessions.
So, and you did that. So are you done for the year? Or are you gonna keep going?
I'll keep going.
Good job.
So today will be 202.
Wow.
Just hit my goal next year of just two.
I just need to go twice and I'm good to go. Finally, this morning, a prison in South Carolina dealt with one of the strangest smuggling attempts of the year. Guards at the Lee Correctional Institution intercepted a drone that was flying over the yard. They expected contraband and they got it. The drone was carrying weed, cigarettes, and then the menu took a turn. There was a full steak.
Oh, my God.
Crab legs.
Oh, my God.
And Old Bay seasoning.
You gotta season it. You know what
I mean? Wait, is this steak like a cooked steak or a rare steak?
I believe it was a rare steak. I'm not 100%, but someone behind those walls wanted some fine dining. Mm. Investigators have no idea who ordered the feast or who ended up eating it. They only know that a drone tried to drop off a surf and turf special before sunrise.
Now I wonder, were they going to eat this steak raw? I mean, they got to cook it, right? Yeah, how sneak it in.
You know, there's prison ways to cook things, you know?
With a lighter?
I don't know.
A lighter, something, or maybe with a cigarette.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Marion, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to win some tickets to the advanced screening of the new SpongeBob movie?
Yes, I hope so.
All right, let's do this. Let's pick a category for Heads Up. We have Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree, Swipe Right, or Turn It Up?
Swipe Right.
Swipe Right. Okay, National App Day is tomorrow. We're talking about apps on your phone, not appetizers.
Oh, darn it.
I know. all you got to do is get 6 in 60 seconds, and you are going to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
This is the app where people do like a lot of dances on it. And yes, this is an app you would use to order something to get to your house like right away. I'm going to order a shirt and some toilet paper, and I am a member, so I'm going to get it for free shipping tomorrow.
Instacart, Amazon.
Right. Yes. This is an app you might use to listen to music. You might get your Wrapped at the end of the year. You might get your Wrapped. This is, well, you said this earlier. If you want to order food, you might use this app.
Grubhub.
Another one. DoorDash. Yes. This is an app you would use to watch movies on and TV shows.
Netflix?
Yes. If you want to pay someone, you might use this app.
Cash App.
Yes. This is one that people discuss things. They're messaging boards.
That is time. Darn it.
It was Reddit. I'm sorry, Marion. Oh, we got stuck on the one. You kept saying Apple Music, which is what I would listen to also, but Spotify. Spotify Wrap. Yeah. That was the one. Oh, I'm so sorry. That means we did not get a winner, so call her 20 right now.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Find amazing jewelry gifts at a price you can afford.
Yelp has released their most loved brands of 2025. And the theme this year, it seems to be value, consistency, and places that people return without thinking. They combed through thousands of reviews and they only looked at national brands with at least 150 locations and 100 and hundreds of reviews. I know we were talking about reviews yesterday and how important they are to all of us, but you have to have like a good ratio of reviews to stars, right? Mm-hmm. So these are brands that have built loyalty based on ratings, searches, page views, and how people mention things like service, price, ambiance, and overall experience. And the top spot went to Dave's Hot Chicken.
No way.
Yeah.
Is that the one that just opened up right here on Rainbow?
I think so. And there's several locations.
Yeah. There's several in town, yeah. Yes.
Wow. I've never been. Have you guys been before?
We've had it for Try It Tuesday.
Dave's Hot Chicken?
Didn't we?
That was a different
Houston's Hot Chicken. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, yeah. Then I haven't. I was mistaking.
We've been to the restaurant. It's good. It's a chain, but it's still decent.
Yeah, that they got the highest marks. People love their tenders, the sliders, their seven spice levels. I guess they have really good shakes. 71% of their reviews are 4 or 5 stars, which is really good. Trader Joe's landed at number 2.
Wow.
Thanks to the high marks for value and speed. And I have to agree with that. The only thing I would mark down for is how crowded it gets in there. It's like, oh, I got to squeeze by this person. But I love their cashiers. They're so quick. They're so friendly. But it's not like the meaningless friendly. It's like, hey, I know you're in a rush and I'm going to be nice to you. And we're going to have a quick little conversation, but I'm not going to talk your ear off. Like, let's go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I love them.
Trader Joe's, there's one off Eastern and that parking lot is always so packed.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'm not really a Trader Joe's shopper. So when I see that stuff, it kind of like, I don't know if I want to go in there.
It looks intimidating, but I mean, I love their stuff. I love Trader Joe's.
I can say I've never been inside one Trader Joe's ever.
You guys, make that a goal before 2025 is over. Go to Trader Joe's.
Let's go after the show.
BBQ Chicken sits at number 3. I don't know what this is. First Watch. Have you guys heard of First Watch?
Is that a restaurant?
I don't know. It says they win in portion size and weight experience categories.
Huh,
so
I don't know.
Yeah, and then Nothing Bundt Cakes ranked highest in food quality. So, love nothing but cakes. Also this morning, Australia, they just changed your childhood. A new law started today that bans social media for anyone 15 and under. No TikTok, no Instagram, no Facebook, no Snapchat, even YouTube. If a company leaves a kid's account active, they face huge fines. Those platforms had a full year to prepare for this, and over 1 million accounts just poof, disappeared overnight.
I don't know how I feel about it if I was a kid. Like, if I was 14, imagine, and then all of a sudden, boom, taken away, I would be kind of annoyed. But as a parent, I think this is extremely smart. If when I have kids one day, they're not getting a phone until they're 25.
Well, 77...
That's easier said than done.
77% of Australians support the rule. So there's definitely more supporters. Fans say kids are going to actually start hanging out in person again. And the critics say it's going to leave them less informed and more isolated. So I don't know. I do see that. They're going to be out of the loop on a lot of things. True. But as a kid, do you need to be in the loop on everything?
Well, I would say maybe you should leave this up to the parents. You know, take the phone away from your kid. Like, hey, you know, this is your 2 or 3 hours to go outside and touch some grass.
I think that's a great idea in theory, but just like you said, easier said than done.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, there is a new term popping up in personality conversations. You know extroverts. You know introverts. Now there's otroverts.
Otroverts.
a psychiatrist introduced the idea in a book this year. An otrovert is not an ambivert. It is someone who never feels like they fit in with groups, though they are social and often well-liked. Like, they connect better one-on-one, they think independently, and they don't depend on group approval. Now, some kind of lean, like, renegade a little bit, but some lean, like, that quiet outsider. The author believes that this might be the default setting that we start with before we grow into introversion or extroversion later. So if you hear this and you're like, yeah, that's kind of me at every party. I'm kind of like the quiet outsider. I do get along with people. I can have conversations, but I don't quite feel like I belong. Congratulations, you might be an introvert.
Do you feel like you might be a part of an introvert group, or where do you feel like you land in this?
It's hard to say. I definitely am not an extrovert. Definitely. I say that I'm an introvert, but I can handle social situations up until my social battery runs out, and then I can't handle them anymore. So maybe I am an introvert. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think like I'm definitely an extrovert, but like knowing Mercedes, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to choose because what you do for a living, right? You're here talking to thousands of people, but at the same time, it's not really in front of them.
They're not in front of my face right now.
No, so I'm kind of seeing how you could be an introvert a little bit.
But when I am in front of people, I am fine. Yeah. I'm totally fine. You know what it is? It's more like if it's a social setting. Mm-hmm. If it's like I'm working and totally, I feel so comfortable, so at ease. But like in social situations, like at parties, I'm always like, ew.
Are you sure introverts are not Aquariuses?
Oh my gosh.
Aquariuses are known to be a little bit more on that side. Don't you think?
I think so. Like they kind of do feel a little bit like outsiders, a little awkward. At times. Ramon, where do you put yourself? Are you an introvert or an extrovert or an introvert?
I would say extrovert, especially after a couple of drinks, even super extrovert.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a social butterfly for sure.
On Saturday night, he had some tequila shots with my husband.
Oh, no.
I've been that on James.
Extrovert,
that's all James.
I tell you.
Mix 94.1. You know when you splurge on something because you swear you're going to use it every day and then it just sits there laughing right in your face? That came up this morning. Ramon and I were talking, and you bought something big. You were hyped for it, and now you're staring at it, wondering why you ever bought it.
And don't get me wrong, I love it. I enjoy it when I do use it. I just don't use it enough. I don't use it enough to justify the price. I got a gaming computer, super fast, super flashy, got all the lights. I enjoy my battle station, is what us nerds call it. Yeah. But it just sits there and it collects dust and I walk by and I look at it and I apologize to it. Like, I'm sorry, just a gaming computer that's not being gamed on. And I spend so much money and I don't know. Sometimes I think like, man, I shouldn't have spent all that money. I could use that money right now. I could have spent it on something else. And it just sits there and like I said, I feel bad for it.
Is there something that you spent a bunch of money on and now you look at it and you're like, I don't even use this? Like, I don't feel you're alone. I think so many of us do this with the intention of, like, I'm going to use this every single day. I promise. I know this is going to be well loved. And then 3 weeks later, it's like, I'm kind of over it. So how often do you use this?
I haven't used it in several months now.
Months?
Yeah, it's been a while since I got a new video game. And sometimes you can do a lot of these things on your phone, right? If you want to book a flight, you could just book it straight on your phone.
Wait, so why did you buy a gaming computer to book flights?
I mean, no, I bought it to game on. I just don't game enough.
Oh, my gosh. What is the thing that you bought with high hopes and now it just sits there? 702-364-9400.
I have something that sits in my room, kind of like you, Ramon, and I just feel so bad because we spent a lot of money on it, and it's a 55-inch TV. This thing is beautiful. The quality on it is great. James and I have even compared, like, you know when you watch football games and different TVs, they're just, the quality is way different.
For sure.
The one in our room is great. When's the last time I ever turned on that TV? I couldn't even tell you. I don't know when the last time we turned that TV on in our room is.
Wow, maybe you should switch it out for the other TV. And get some use out of it.
But the thing is, our TV in the living room is bigger.
Oh, okay.
But the quality isn't as good in the room. And I feel bad. The reason why we don't watch TV in our room is because I don't like it when it's on. I'm like, I want peace and quiet. My room is the serene room. I don't want TVs or electronics on.
Well, that's fair, but it's almost like, okay, let's find another use for it. Maybe you give it to Ramon and he could use it for his monitor, for his gaming chair.
I agree. I have several TVs. I've never regretted one.
What?
Let's talk to Mary. Mary, what is the thing that you bought with high hopes and now it just sits there?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What was it for you?
A baby grand piano.
Oh,
wow.
Those are expensive.
So, I know. I loved it all the way from Missouri. Well, I had an upright, and then I traded it in, and I just never played it, but it looks so beautiful in my living room.
I feel like you get a pass on that because it just looks classy, you know? You can pretend that you play it. Yeah, I mean, sure, you're not Beethoven over here playing the piano, but at least it looks good, you know?
Well, I had it since college, and I was a music major, and I needed it then. But honestly, my hands are too small, and I get really frustrated when I can't, like, reach all the chords and stuff.
Oh, I feel for you. That's an expensive purchase for
sure. I
would
just act like Marilyn Monroe on it. I wouldn't even play on it. I'd just be sitting on it. Like, look at my beautiful piano.
It makes you look rich. That's for sure.
I've always wondered, how do you get a piano inside the house?
Oh my gosh. That's a question for another. Well, is Mary still there? Let's find out. Mary.
I have French doors.
Oh, you have French doors. Oh,
fancy.
If you don't have French doors, I don't know how you're going to do that. I feel like that one is okay because it looks good. Like for me, I did the same thing with a rower.
A rowing machine?
Yeah. Oh. I spent real money on that thing. I told myself I was going to enter my strong girl era and I was going to daily just get on that rowing machine and go to it. And I was all ready to go. And now the rower lives in my kitchen pantry. It's right next to the cereal. And I think I maybe used it 10 times. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I used it.
They're great for cardio, too.
Do you want to buy a rower?
For free. I'll trade you for my computer for it.
I'll trade you Steph's TV for it.
Wait, I'm not in this mix. I still want
this
TV.
It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.